Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
Stepping ahead in the walk of faith. I know your deeds, your love and faith, your service and perseverance, and that you are now doing more than you did at first. Revelation 2:19. Maintaining the status quo. That may sound like a commendable, if somewhat conservative, goal for life, but the Christian life calls for more than a status quo mentality. Rather, it calls for growth, maturity, and fruit-bearing. The believers at Thyatira belonged to a growing, pace-setting church. Albert Barnes uses their example to emphasize the importance of moving ahead in the walk of faith. Walk with Albert Barnes, an American preacher and commentator in the 1800s. The works which had been recently done at Thyatira were more commendable than those which had been done previously. They were making progress. They had been acting more and more in accordance with the nature and claims of the Christian profession. Religion of the soul and in a community is designed to be progressive. We always should seek to live so that we will have the commendation of the Savior, and we should regard it as something to be greatly desired if we are approved as making advances in knowledge and holiness, that as we grow in years, we may grow alike in the disposition to do good and in the ability to do it. That as we gain in experience, we may also gain in a readiness to apply the results of our experience in promoting the cause of religion. Today's New Testament reading is Revelation chapter 2, verses 12 through 29.
To the angel of the church in Pergamum write, "These are the words of him who has the sharp, double-edged sword. I know where you live, where Satan has his throne. Yet you remain true to my name. You did not renounce your faith in me, not even in the days of Antipas, my faithful witness who was put to death in your city where Satan lives. Nevertheless, I have a few things against you. There are some among you who hold to the teaching of Balaam, who taught Balak to entice the Israelites to sin so that they ate food sacrificed to idols and committed sexual immorality. Likewise, you also have those who hold to the teaching of the Nicolaitans. Repent, therefore, otherwise I will soon come to you and will fight against them with the sword of my mouth. Whoever has ears, let them hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To the one who is victorious, I will give some of the hidden manna. I will also give that person a white stone with a new name written on it, known only to the one who receives it. To the angel of the church in Thyatira write, These are the words of the Son of God, whose eyes are like blazing fire and whose feet are like burnished bronze. I know your deeds, your love and faith, your service and perseverance, and that you are now doing more than you did at first. Nevertheless, I have this against you. You tolerate that woman Jezebel, who calls herself a prophet. By her teaching, she misleads my servants into sexual immorality and the eating of food sacrificed to idols. I have given her time to repent of her immorality, but she is unwilling. So I will cast her on a bed of suffering, and I will make those who commit adultery with her suffer intensely unless they repent of her ways. I will strike her children dead. Then all the churches will know that I am he who searches hearts and minds, and I will repay each of you according to your deeds. Now I say to the rest of you in Thyatira, to you who do not hold to her teaching and have not learned Satan's so-called deep secrets, I will not impose any other burden on you except to hold on to what you have until I come. To the one who is victorious and does my will to the end, I will give authority over the nations. That one will rule them with an iron scepter and will dash them to pieces like pottery. just as I have received authority from my Father. I will also give that one the morning star. Whoever has ears, let them hear what the Spirit says to the churches."
The Christian life is rarely composed of giant steps of progress. Three steps forward, two steps backward might even be a more accurate description. Keeping in step with the Father requires that you make small but significant decisions in concert with Him every day. Decisions in matters of love, faith, service, and perseverance. It's important to know where you are and where you are headed. But don't overlook the equally important question: how fast are you headed there?
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily Worship from the Heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.